The Joyful Youper presents Blue Collar Camo, a blue collar outdoor podcast focusing on hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors without breaking the bank. Join the discussion, share your thoughts, and thank you for listening to Blue Collar Camo. Thank you so much for watching. Thanks for so much for listening. I am your host, Mike, the Joyful Youper. Man, it's good to be back at the podcast station again. Like I said, I am your host. Did you like the Stormy Cromer video? Man, I had so much fun taking a factory tour of that, which is still, I'm still working on getting that up, that video uploaded to YouTube. It's getting a little bit, working on the audio just a little bit. Was not satisfied with the audio, so I might have to do a voice over. Still working on that, still playing around, but man, it was so much fun talking to Gina and her crew there at Stormy Cromer and Jacquard Fabrics. So thank you again, Gina, if you're listening, or anyone that works there. Thank you again so much for your hospitality. Man, look, they're having a big sale in 3 days. March 14th, 31.4% off of everything in store and online. So go to stormycromer.com, or even better yet, head up to their Ironwood location. You are not going to get a better deal than this unless you hit their factory second sale. But that's later on this summer. Look for all those details in my video or listen into the podcast that was previous to this. So go ahead and take another listen to that. But check them out, stormycromer.com, for 31% off coming up on March 14th, which is Pi Day. And the reason they do that is it has to do with the circumference of your head, which is how they measure for your hat size. So that's why they do Pi Day. That's why they celebrate Pi Day. So yeah, like I said, it was that buffalo plaid. Have you ever seen that? I mean, I'm sure you know what it is, but have you ever seen that red and black plaid? It's, like I said, the original blue collar camo. It's the original camouflage. Those wool, red and black, like plaid jackets and pants and hats. That's called buffalo plaid. And that was the original hunter's orange, right? So I wanted to talk to you about that. It got me thinking, what is the history of hunter's orange? Why do we wear orange? Why do we not yellow or bright green or red, right? I mean, the red and black, that seemed to be working out pretty well, right? So I kind of looked in on this, and I found a very interesting article from Onyx Maps. Now, if you are unfamiliar with Onyx, get familiar with them, okay? Because I use Onyx and it's fantastic. I love it. I love having the information like that right at my fingertips. I go into my phone, I hit the Onyx app. Even if I'm out of cell service or I don't know where a road goes, because let's face it, not all the roads up here, especially in the Upper Peninsula, are, you know, how should I say? You can't just pull up maps anytime you want, right? Because you don't have service. Well, on Hex, I can see where the road's going. I can see where the trail's going to go. There are some trails where I hunt that are not on Google Maps or anything like that. They're not on maps, but they're on Hex. got, it has property lines, it has topography, it has, man, it has so many features, right? So GetOnyx, and I, look, I don't even represent them, but I use them, I believe in their products. And if they want to say, hey, Mike, we want you to do a, you know, whatever, let me know, we'll talk. But, yeah, get you Onyx. It's like $100 a year, right around there. But if you are an avid outdoorsman or woman, you need Onyx, because Onyx is where you can find, like, the pathway to big game is right on Onyx, right? No more flipping through books, big plat books saying, oh, who owns this property? Who owns that property? No. Onyx, right now, who owns it? Where are the property lines at? And so much more. And if you get your elite membership, they've got deals worked out with so many other people that you can get a discount on so many options, which is one of the reasons we're here. Remember, Onyx gives you so many deals, so it saves you money. So that's why I'm looking to save you guys some money. That's where these articles coming from, is Onyx. But there are so many other articles on the same stuff. Okay, so Hunter's Orange. Believe it or not, it came out in the 60s. Okay, according to this, it was Hunter Orange, your shield of safety. So it was first coined by outdoor writer Frank Woolner from Field and Stream, okay, October 1960. And it has got a great history of Hunter's Orange. But it started out, they tested a bunch of colors. They tested the red, the buffalo plaid, yellows. Before Hunter's Orange, they were using yellow, kind of fluorescent yellow-ish. Or not fluorescent yellow, but just a different yellow, a safety yellow, not fluorescence. They tested blaze orange, they tested white, they tested everything. And blaze orange or Hunter Orange was the most noticeable. Now, I love being out in the woods. I love being out on the river or the lakes or the streams. Man, I love being outside. And I love taking my kids outside. But there are certain times of the year I make sure I'm wearing orange and they're wearing orange. Especially if we're on public land or we are on somebody else's property, which we have permission to be on, where we don't know the neighbors, we're always wearing something orange. You have to be safe in the woods. And I don't want to get shot. I don't want my kids to get shot, my family to get shot. So we wear orange pretty much right after September all the way into December, where there's the potential for hunting. Well, there's an active firearm season. Now, do you have to wear orange all the time when you're hunting? No, absolutely not. When you're stationary for hunting for turkey or coyote, foxes, raccoon hunting at night, you don't have to wear orange. Not, at least not in Michigan, okay? If you are archery hunting, do not have to wear orange in the state of Michigan. That being said, if you are hunting with a firearm, pretty much, if you are asking yourself, do I have to wear orange? Wear orange. Anytime you're hunting with a firearm, with the exceptions of stationary hunting like turkey or coyote, pretty good idea to wear orange. If you're archery hunting, most places don't require you to wear orange, but it is always good to wear it anyway if you are just bebopping out in the woods, okay? So wear some orange, get noticed enjoying your outdoors, right? Don't be stupid. Wear some orange. All right. So, in 1957, I'm looking at this article right now. All right, and it was 1959, October 59 through January 60. They were using, the Army was using field tests to see what popped out most, okay? And they found that Hunter Orange was the best. Now, a lot of things are, will the deer see me? Will the game I'm pursuing see me if I'm wearing orange? No, not really. You look muted. You're kind of gray looking. But they will see you if you're wearing your blue jeans. Blue jeans and your buffalo plaid wool coat that was handed down from your great-great-great-grandpa. They might not see the coat, but they're definitely going to see those blue jeans. So, blue jeans out in the field, best way to spook some game other than movement. Obviously, if you move, you're busted anyway. And Hunter's Orange isn't that expensive. You can find a good Hunter Orange relatively cheap. Especially, I mean, you can just get those poly vests. It works. In the state of Michigan, you have to have a coat, a vest, or a hat when you are required to wear Hunter Orange. If you are confused about whether you have to wear orange or not, be sure to check with your local game laws, okay? So, I was looking at some things, right? And you can wear some states, like Wisconsin, they have Hunter's Pink. And it was very controversial about whether pink would encourage women to be out hunting. And a lot of people said, well, that's just stupid and dumb. And stuck with the orange anyway. So go get you some Hunter's Orange. If you want a Hunter Orange hat with a logo, with one of my logos on there, let me know. We do those. But man, wear some orange. If you're archery hunting, PSA, if you're archery hunting in a tree stand, always, always, always wear that harness, that safety harness, okay? You don't want your kids to find you at the bottom of a tree. So wear your harness. Get some orange on. Or if you're hunting in the tree stand, no matter what, wear your harness. That's a whole other podcast I'll get into later. But definitely wear your safety gear, your PPE, okay? Personal protective equipment, meaning Hunter's Orange, your boots, your, you know, all that proper rain gear, right? So hunting PPE, safety or Hunter's Orange, safety harnesses, stuff like that. All right, so wear that stuff out in the woods. Be safe out in the woods, but get out, enjoy the woods. And I want to talk to you now about some wonderful stuff that I found at my local Walmart. All right. Local Walmart. I did a Facebook video of this. If you did not get to see it, well, you're going to see it now. So that's cool. But all right. So I got some really, really tiny, tiny jigs. Okay. These are ice fishing jigs. I got these for $1 for this 2-pack here. Okay, they're tungsten, super sharp, size 2, UV, really bright. Jigs here, I got some spinners. I like these little spinner clips that you can just kind of add your own jig. And, you know, or hook with a, I like putting these with the little gummy, the worms, because it just adds to it, right? It adds to that. I throw a jig on there or a leader. And creates that noise through the water as it's going through. A lot of hits on these. I've had really good luck with bass and pike. Really like these around here. Some hot flash spinner rigs. These are really good for walleye again. And these are like a dollar. Dude, I found all this stuff for a dollar. What I like are these little sponge bobbers. I got these for $2. This is like a six pack of those little sponge bobbers. Throw it in there. These are great if you just want to, if you're fishing in the river or something, and you're like, you got a river set up and you go, man, you got to move a spot, or you got a really slow little spot in the river, or just a really calm day. You don't want to throw a lot of, you know, big bobber on there. Throw that on there. Slip it on there. Man, just a little indicator. Of course, they're great for ice fishing too, but it's not going to spook the fish when they kind of try to grab it. All right, so get you some of those if they are still available. I mean, you can buy all the stuff on Amazon too, but I found it at Walmart for like a dollar. And then I also found some of this micro ice line trialing, a little monofilament, right? 8 pound test. We've got, are these all 8 pound? Yeah. These are all 8 pound test micro line from Trilene, right? Man, this is great. I mean, it's such a little box. You're like, oh, that's just, there's not enough line. And these are great for little micro poles or kids poles, right? That you really just want to, if you had to do a quick line change, these little boxes are perfect for that. I mean, it's got 110 yards on there, so it's got plenty of line that you can just spool up real quick, throw out there. Or if you are doing some crafts with the kids, get you some of this fishing line. Like I said, I got these for $2. Normal price was like, I think it was like $8 or something like that. Something crazy. I love buying fishing line on clearance because you never know when you're going to use it, or if you're going to use it for, you know, bird feeders or whatever. You just might need a little piece of string for. Also, I've got this essential pan fishing kit. That's right. I got this for like $2 or $3. A few jigs in there, a depth finder, a couple of little bobbers. Aren't they so cute? Little itty bitty bobbers and a sponge bobber too. Now I bought that for $2. Depth finder, obviously you can use that throughout the entire season, not just ice fishing, but yeah, I use it all the time. Got some ice cleats for $5. Man, that's good stuff. Good stuff. We got some great guests coming on the podcast very soon. We've got a DNR officer going to come talk. We're going to talk about some spring turkey. We'll bring Helga along, of course. See what she has to say. We've got the local. You know what? I'm going to let him be a surprise. We got a local business owner here going to be talking about some fishing. I'm going to show him some of this clearance fishing gear, and he's going to tell me what you think. Season's coming up, okay? Season's coming up today, March 11th. If you applied for a spring turkey, which Helga and I did, for those of you that are listening and not watching, Helga is my turkey decoy. So her name is Helga. She is, in fact, a shelf right now. But she is at my desk, still in the box, holding a rifle scope, which I bought used off of Facebook Marketplace. So that was great. Have not set that up yet, but we'll be doing that. So Helga and I will be turkey hunting. But if you apply for spring turkey hunting, do you get that early start beyond everybody else out in the woods? The results are in. Your application status is available. Right, and just go ahead and check your DNR, my DNR web. You can check the website, your e-license, or I checked my app on my phone, right? DNR app on my phone, and guess what? I was successful. So I will be hitting the woods earlier than those that are not. But if you didn't succeed in getting your turkey license, there are going to be the Hunt 0234 which is just an over-the-counter, but it's later, okay? Much later of a season. You get to start earlier. I think you get to start 2 weeks earlier if you're successful in the draw. So it gives you that 2 weeks hunting time before everybody else is out in the woods. So look forward to that. Thank you for joining me on Blue Collar Camo. As always, be blessed. Blue Collar Camo wants to thank you for listening to this week's episode. Hit that like button, hit subscribe, leave us a review, and tune in next week for more.